Hello friends, the groups on duty today are Holland and UK, and we're going to move to the UK group, please.
Good morning friends, thank you Aaron. We prepared for this duty really, really well. All of the friends from both the groups, the Dutch group and the UK group, we really came together to work on this. And when we were talking about the preparation for this, what we wanted to do, virtually all of the friends, when we spoke of this, spoke of the need to bring contentment to the Creator, how this had to be one of our chief goals for this duty and what we wanted for the friends. And we hope that through this preparation, through everything that we've done, that we can really do that and we can encompass all of the worldly, all of the friends in that one intention, and to unify us all with this great opportunity that we've been given here in this morning lesson to take another step towards the correction. And with that, I want to introduce a great friend from the Dutch Kli, Jorik, who's going to take things forward for us.
Boker tov, haverim.
Good morning, friends. What a joy I feel in seeing the whole world sitting together here, preparing for the lesson. And also the last few days, we came together, the groups of Holland and the UK, and we really wanted the whole world to see what connection is. And so I too got this duty of saying something in Hebrew, and it's very challenging. So, what is it to enter the lesson together with the intention? I hope that we can succeed in connecting in this lesson and discover what's important, which is the greatness and importance of the Creator. So, Amnon, if you can continue with the excerpt, please. Together, friends. L'chaim. Thank you.
Rabash, Article 12, what are Torah and work in the way of the Creator? Even while learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah, one should still distinguish with which intention he is learning. Is it to observe the commandments of the Creator, as it is written, quote, and you shall reflect on him day and night, end quote, Or is he learning in order to receive the light of Torah, because he needs the light of Torah in order to cancel the evil inclination within him? As our sages said, quote, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, end quote. It turns out that he is learning in order to obtain the spice. As our sages said, the light in it reforms him. I'll read again. Even while learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah, one should still distinguish with which intention he is learning. Is it to observe the commandments of the Creator, as it is written, quote, and you shall reflect on him day and night, end quote? Or is he learning in order to receive the light of Torah because he needs the light of Torah in order to cancel the evil inclination within him? As our sages said, quote, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, end quote. It turns out that he is learning in order to obtain the spice. As our sages said, the light in it reforms him.
Question for an active workshop. Clarify what is the intention with which we enter the lesson. I repeat, clarify what is the intention with which we enter the lesson.
An intention to connect the hearts, that we're coming with a deficiency for connection, aiming for the result of the lesson to be increased connection to each other and the Creator through the Ten.
Yes, it means that we're asking for the spice in the Torah, the light in the study, which will give us the power to be in connection, which will direct us towards the desired connection, the form that the Creator wants us to take.
We have to make room for the Creator. And all we need to do is really just to connect a little bit, to be in a deficiency for this quality of bestowal, to be to think about it, to think of the friends, and then the lesson will take us to where we need to go. So, a bit of deficiency, and we go on the track.
And we'll aim so that in this special connection we create between us, the greatness and importance of the Creator will grow in us, so that we will truly feel the importance of this need for this special connection, the need for this united, shared longing for that opportunity we have now to draw the light together, which is so readily available now during the lesson.
Specifically, these efforts that we do in connecting the hearts and thinking of each other and making an effort to come out of ourselves and be for the benefit of others and the friends and the ten, that leads us to needing the help of the Creator, the help of the light. This time of the lesson is the most important, most unique, and best time to do it. So let's make the effort.
One intention, to be human beings, to come out of this lesson more connected, to take on the form of Adam.
It's a common thing. We need to ask to hear the friends, to hear the Rav, to hear the friends asking questions, all the way to the prayer, that we'll reach a prayer to change our nature.
So that every action we take, we take that action from the center of the ten, and we will feel what it means. It's not so clear, but we should aim for the light to give us the ability to work from within the ten.
A lesson is our best opportunity, or the only opportunity, really. It's our time to do exactly that, to be together, together with the friends, together with the Rav, read the writings of our great teachers throughout the centuries, the Kabbalists, and keep clarifying the path from the beginning to the Creator.
We need to
fill this time up with the act of coming out of ourselves, to connect together as one man, with one heart. We will enter the lesson.
Question for silent workshop. We pray for the friends to attain the spice of Torah right now, and we enter the lesson together as one man in one heart.
Let's repeat this again. We pray for the friends to attain the spice of Torah right now, and we enter the lesson together as one man in one heart.